I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Really appreciate it.
No problem. I'm happy to.
So a busy, busy day at the TELUS World of Science Edmonton for Canada Day, not only celebrating the country's birthday, but 40 years of science in Edmonton.
Yeah, totally. We've got a crazy amount going on July 1st, and we're bringing back Galaxy Fest, which is our festival that we had way back in 1984 when we opened in 1985 and a few years after that.
Do tell, what is Galaxy Fest?
So the biggest kind of really, in my opinion, at least coolest thing that we'll have, well, a couple of really cool things, but one of them is we're launching 40 rockets, our biggest rocket launch ever, and that's going to be happening right around 11:30, 12 o'clock. And this year, we've got some special rockets, actually. They're not just more, but they're bigger as well, and they can hold a little payload, which we'll be giving away a few things related to those rockets. I won't give away exactly what it is, but definitely come check it out because it's going to be pretty cool.
So when the parachutes deploy, something may come flying out, and you can sneak underneath and grab it?
Exactly.
Cool.
So if you find one of the rockets after they land, you can bring them back to our table, and we'll open it up, and there will be a few little surprises in there for our guests.
Oh, I love that.
The original designer of the original building for TELUS World of Science, we call it the Cardinal Building because that designer is Douglas Cardinal. He's actually going to be coming back and speaking briefly around 11:15, 11 o'clock. So we're really excited to have Douglas Cardinal coming back after 40 years and talking about the building he designed, which is quite an amazing, beautiful building.
I want to talk a little bit about the Syncrude Science Stage because ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream, let's be honest. But liquid nitrogen ice cream, what is that?
Yeah, we love making our ice cream the science-y way. So we basically, you know, put all the typical ingredients in, but then to cool it off, we use this special substance called liquid nitrogen, and it's minus 190 degrees Celsius. So it freezes that ice cream up real fast, which actually makes it, in my opinion, taste better because the ice crystals form so quickly. And for Canada Day, we'll be doing a special version of our liquid nitrogen ice cream. It'll be birthday ice cream. So that'll be a really fun one as well. Check that out. There's just so much going on. I mean, in addition to the main rockets, those 40 rocket launch that we'll be doing, we'll also be doing some pop bottle rockets, which are a little bit smaller, but still quite explosive. They use water to launch, water pressure. And our dinosaur mascots will be out because, of course, our current traveling exhibition is Dinosaurs, the exhibition, which is really cool. So you can come and see some very lifelike dinosaurs. And T-Rex, the IMAX film T-Rex, just opens today. So this will be the first weekend for that show as well. So much going on. I mean, I could go on and on.
Well, and a big part of Canada Day is fireworks, and you're going to actually teach people the science of fireworks so we know exactly what we're watching.
Exactly. And so, again, on our Syncrude Science Stage, which is sort of where we do lots of really exciting and explosive demos and ice cream, as you've mentioned, we're going to be doing our fireworks demonstration as well. So that's where we blow up some balloons, some flammable hydrogen balloons, and inside of a few of those different balloons, we'll have some special substances that create different colors and sparkles and different cool effects, just like fireworks would. And we'll explain kind of how those work and how it all happens.
Celebrate Canada Day at the TELUS World of Science, celebrating, obviously, our country's birthday and 40 years of science at Edmonton. Online, it's twose.ca. Trevor, thanks for taking a few minutes to come on the show.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for having me on.